Your freedom lies the streets of fields that never die.
That was just The Doors with The Crystal Ship, and I am now joined by The Nuts. How's it going?
Good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you. And Sebastian's over there, but they don't have a microphone.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, how's your summer going?
Good. Awesome. I was home in Wisconsin for about 4 weeks, and I just got back to Boston this past weekend, and this is my first show, and first radio show, and first show of the summer, so I'm really happy.
Well, welcome back. Good to have you back in Boston. Do you have any other shows coming up?
No.
Cool.
Not currently.
So if you like what you're hearing, and you can make it happen, guys.
Yeah.
So your name is The Nut. Where can people find you? Do you have any music out?
Not any music out at the moment. You can find me on Instagram at The Nut Is Good. And I actually have a song coming out in July. The date is to be yet decided. But yeah, if you just follow me on Instagram and follow along, I'll be posting more announcements about the release coming up.
Very exciting. You heard it first here, guys. So your name is The Nut. I think that's a great name.
Yes.
And I asked you this off air, but can you tell us all why your name is The Nut?
Yeah. So The Nut was my childhood nickname. Apparently, I was a really tiny baby. So my nickname was Peanut, which then became The Nut. And when my parents were at work and my grandma was watching me all the time, every day, they would call her and they would be like, "How's The Nut?" And my grandma would say, "Always, The Nut Is Good." So that's the origin of the name.
Fantastic. And you're going to be playing with Sebastian today. Do you want to like come over and talk into the mic for a sec and say hi?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I ask the questions here. Great. How long have you guys been playing together?
Almost 2 years.
Wow.
So yeah, we just finished our second year of school and we met the first week that we got there. So yeah.
Love that. Would you guys like to get into your first song?
Definitely.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. All of the, this is my first time doing an electric guitar from Studio A. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. Are your headphones working?
Oh, no. Actually,
no?
I can't hear.
Anything?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I can fix that. I know exactly why. There you go.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Nice. You sounded great, even though you couldn't hear yourself.
Cool. Yep. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Sebastian,
sorry about that.
Can you hear? Okay. Sebastian can hear. I can hear.
Excellent. Excellent. My bad. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
whisper in the wind, wick in the ash, rebirth at last. Magnets scream in the fuse, Agnes bloom, transients sear in the bruise, born to burn into you. I'm young and I'm here. With love comes fear. Heart fleshed out and skin pulled taut. Had me hung, quartered, sold and bought. Seek for what cannot be sought. Something I said. No, that's not what I meant. Shining in the shadow sheath, kissing the gap in your front teeth. First mind found down the street, words fell from my mouth, said I'd love you after you'd leave. Wasting in the winter wheat, hung around your house on a summer's eve. Bittersweet burnt out in the driver's seat, bit my tongue, not yet who I wanted. Something behind those eyes, sheltered in the sheets, laid your hand on mine, tracing your veins like a river running wide. Tell me, is it love, or should I give it some time? Taking your space, leaving me worn out without a home in this place.
Awesome, guys. You can't say that you haven't played on the air before now.
Yeah. Played on the air.
Congratulations. You guys sounded great.
Thank you. Yeah, so the first song was Agnes, and actually I made a video for Agnes for the NPR Tiny Desk contest a few months ago. So that's on YouTube under the Nut Agnes video if you want to check that out. And then the last song that we just played is Half Awake.
On that Agnes NPR Tiny Desk video, I really liked how you did your lyrics.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Kind of how so for anyone who hasn't seen it, the lyrics are written on little scraps of paper that are cut in on the video. How'd you come up with that idea?
I've been doing kind of that video style, I guess, with like writing paper and putting it on Splice, just making little videos. Like a song of mine that's not released and that I don't play anymore, Chronic Platonic, that video is also on my YouTube channel, and it's another cut out paper figures lyrics, almost stop motion kind of video. So cool. Yeah, I just kind of like that style of the handwritten. I like that it feels more personal being in your handwriting and then paired with the video. I just like what it does.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a very nice aesthetic. All right. So let's see. So you just mentioned a song that you don't really play anymore. I'm sure that over the years, your approach to music has sort of changed. How would you say that all kind of has changed for you? I mean, you came here 2 years ago. How has playing together changed?
Yeah. So when I started writing, so really I have more of a background in, I used to love writing books and just free writing prose. And then I discovered Kimya Dawson of the Moldy Peaches, and just I really liked that writing style. So my old writing, like this Chronic Platonic video, is kind of that anti-folk style, like silly little lyrics, which I really like. And then I started writing a little bit different a few years ago when I discovered Big Thief and Adrian Lenker's writing, and I just loved how beautiful and just how it just felt like such great poetry. So then I kind of wanted to shift into something more like that, and it just happened, and I really enjoy writing in that style.
Yeah, and it, you know, it really works. You have a voice that
thanks.
I'll need to is the Chronic Platonic video still up?
Yeah, it's still up.
Oh, sweet. I'll have to check that out too. In fact, maybe if we need a break partway through, maybe we'll play it on air.
I don't know about that.
Okay, forget about it.
Check it out in your own time if you desire, but also definitely no pressure to do so.
Of course. But I'll say that it comes highly recommended. After all, that's the name of the show. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. When you are songwriting, what's that process look like for you?
So I have a huge document that I've had for years, and I just write every single thing in it. So it can be a mixture of lines that just come to me during the day, and then also like a schedule, planning out my day. It's just everything. And when I have an idea for a song, I usually start with the words. So I'll have like one line, and then if I'm looking for more things to kind of put in the song, I almost patch it together. Like I look through my document and I look at things that I've felt or I've observed that came to me. And then if I feel like I can incorporate it into the song and like the story flows, then I kind of move things around and then craft a song out of lines that have been, I guess, in the vault for a while. Like sometimes I'll write a song, you know, years ago, and then I'll discover it, and then it will have a new meaning to me. So then I don't even remember what it meant to me when I wrote it, and maybe it didn't mean anything when I wrote it. And then over time, I suppose I understand or discover a new perspective on something I've written and then kind of fit it together. But a song takes me a long time to write this way. Like, I don't know, every 6 months, maybe I'll finish the lyrics at least.
Yeah, that sounds like a really extended process.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere, do you like, I don't know, do you like to be cozy when you're writing? Is there anywhere that you like to go?
Good question.
Like, I know that it takes you a long time,
I think I like to be just anywhere where I don't have anything else on my mind. I feel like if I'm in school or if I have things hanging over me that I need to do, it's hard to get into the truly creative zone, because I can be physically anywhere, but in terms of getting in the right mental space, I just need to be totally clear of obligations. And then the words will come, the music will come. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, do you want to play another one for us?
Oh, yeah. I actually have to change my tuning a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah, but this next song is called Tectonic.
Which rhymes with Chronic Platonic.
True. It does.
Which was the first thing that came to my mind when you said it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I guess that those are kind of easy songs to rhyme with, but because all three of them rhyme.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, what else rhymes with platonic and chronic and
tectonic?
Sonic. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'll settle with that. That's good. If you have anything else, or if you have anything to add to the conversation, you can chime in on the DJ chat at wmfo.org/DJ-chat. Chat with us. All right.
All right. This is Tectonic.
Thank you. Nicely done, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so you said that was just called Tectonic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. I glanced at your set list, and you've got some... I really like your vocabulary word for the next one.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. We can talk about that afterwards if you'd like.
Yeah, I got a tune quick, oh, yeah. So...
Absolutely. While you tune... Do you have a favorite gig that you've played?
Yeah, actually. I would say that my favorite gig was my first gig, which was at the Tambourine Lounge in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. That's around where I'm from. And it was my first gig that was actually last August. And it was just really cool to play in the place where I'm from. Being my first show, it was just really special, and there's nothing quite like the nerves that come with your first show, but you know, the excitement, it's just great.
Yeah, it was. I would imagine, like, I don't know, I feel like I have no musical talent, I'm just good at listening to it, but if I did, I feel like there'd be probably be like, were there any teachers from high school in the audience? So that would be like my worst fear.
No, it was like not. So I'm not from Sturgeon Bay. So it wasn't people that I grew up with. It was just like, you know, a music community that I stumbled upon and I got to play a show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I don't know. That would have been. Yeah. In other news, I just got a DM on Instagram saying, shout out to my little brother, Sebastian Stinnett, from your brother, Eric. So that's very sweet. Thank you for DMing me and saying hi. And if anyone else wants to, we have the DJ chat, but if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, you can do that at Mellow Max Radio as well. We also in the DJ chat got some other words that rhyme with tectonic, chronic, and platonic. We have phonic, bionic, tonic, and tectonic. Ooh. Is in there too, but... You already said
those
that.
Are good.
Those are, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should make a series of Onyx songs.
Ooh. Could be fun. Could be a cool theme. let's see. Do you have a dream musical collaboration?
Adrian Lenker.
For sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's just amazing. I took her songwriting class in January, which was really cool because it wasn't like how to write a song 101. It was just more about the establishing a creative process, and it was super loose. It was like, just these are ways you can open your mind up to being creative all the time and never shutting off that part of yourself, which was nice because I feel like some songwriting courses can be so literal, how to write a song, but it was super open and it was really great.
Have there been any, like, big takeaways that you've taken away from that and brought into your everyday life? Or not everyday life?
Yeah, one of them was, before you start trying to write a song, write down everything that is in your head at that moment. Just get it out on paper. And it's kind of a way of freeing yourself. And then you know, it's supposed to just let things flow, if they do. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is cool. I've been doing it lately, and yeah, I think it works when, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, sort of free-flowing, free-form kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh, do you have a favorite song to perform?
The song Kingpin, which I'm going to, that's the song I'm going to release in July, and I'll play in two songs from now. It's my favorite to perform because it's the first song that I wrote that I was actually happy with a few years ago. And I really like to perform it because after I play a show, it's the song that probably most people talk to me about afterwards, just that they really like it. So it's cool to play knowing that it's really well received. It's a good song. And I usually perform with my band, and it's the only song that I consistently play solo acoustic. So that's also nice. It's just it's a really vulnerable song, so it's great when people, you know, appreciate it and have something to say. So, yeah. Ooh.
I didn't know we were going to have thunder tonight. Yeah. That's cool. If we can hear it, you guys probably heard that too. That was a big one. Did you see the lightning too?
No.
Yeah, ooh, there was a big, I couldn't see it, but I saw the reflection of it. But yeah, Kingpin, I think that when you played that song, I saw you at a an upstairs basement show. Yeah. And when I heard that song, I was like, oh, okay, I need to talk to her and get her to come on my show eventually. Because that was
oh,
like,
that's
whoa.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But that's not the song that's coming up next. Would you like to go into the next one?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Choked and swallowed up your pride since I'm leaving home. Need to be somewhere where I can grow. somewhere unlike home. I've grown out of the place I've known.
Sorry about the creaking.
That's okay.
I promise it was a lot worse a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Oh, it's so much better now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But it's still not perfect. Something for me to do on a free day eventually, whenever that happens.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that song was called Anodyne.
Very nice. And what does anodyne mean?
So, when the word popped into my head, I didn't know what it meant. I just knew that I'd heard it before. And then I looked up what it meant, and I don't know if this is true or if I'm imagining that this is what it means. But I think I remember when I looked it up that it's some kind of chemical reaction, but the reaction is neither super explosive or, you know, totally nothing. It's just like a pretty neutral reaction. Nothing really good happens, nothing bad happens, but I don't know if that's true. But that's what I found on the internet at one point. Yeah.
I'm Googling
verifying
it. Yeah, so let's see.
Is it something to do with chemicals?
There's a company called Anodyne Chemistries.
Oh.
So anodyne, they have, it can mean a painkiller, a painkilling drug or medicine, anodyne. Overall, though, anodyne means not likely to provoke dissent or offense, inoffensive.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of what, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so an anodyne chemical reaction would be a nice, calm and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just liked that concept.
Very pleasant. Or at least not likely to provoke dissent.
As yes.
Google says. Yes. Back to music.
Yes.
What musicians within your instrument, guitar, inspire you the most?
John Fahey. I suppose that's not really my style, but I would love to be able to play more of that finger-picking, bluesy, kind of really rhythmic, so many things going on at once kind of guitar. I kind of do some of that in a song I'll do is, like, you know, more involved. He's my favorite guitarist, like acoustic guitarist, steel string player. So, yeah, that's a goal this summer, to be able to play like John Fahey.
Cool.
A goal in life.
Yeah. Oh, there's some more thunder. How exciting. What do you... You've been in Boston a couple years now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Boston?
I like Boston.
That's good. That's a safe answer.
Yeah, I like Boston.
Yeah.
I really like the people that I go to school with and the friends I've made. And I also like how walkable the city is. It's kind of a boring answer, but yeah, I like Boston.
Yeah. No, me too. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
The drums. Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Sebastian?
Any instrument?
Any instrument.
Piano.
Nice. If anyone couldn't hear, sorry, we're short on microphones today. All right. Got another guitar.
Yes.
Yes.
Guitar change. Check Woo-hoo. The tuning.
Of course. And while you're tuning, I'll ask you another question. What was the first concert that you ever went to?
So the first concert, I guess, was Irish Fest in Milwaukee. I don't know if anyone listening has heard of that, but I grew up going to that every year. It's actually the world's largest Irish music festival in America.
Wow.
Outside of Ireland, actually.
Huh.
It's huge. I'm also not Irish, but the music's good.
Good, yeah. Yeah, no, I could see that being interesting. How was the food?
Irish food.
I hope it was at least kind of cold out so you could have like a nice stew.
A stew? Mm.
All right, you know?
No, it's in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot.
That's tough.
Hot stew.
I feel like I'm in a hot stew right now.
This is also a hot stew.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
As a shortening of the word studio, that works perfectly. Yeah. What about you, Sebastian? What was the first concert that you went to?
First concert I ever went to was Jimmy Buffett.
Nice.
In either 2015 or 2016, I can't recall. And it was, funnily enough, it was during a thunderstorm, just like we have right now. So, you know, I'm hoping to channel some of that I got from Jimmy.
Channel the Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, well, are you all tuned?
Yeah.
Good to go? Cool. Uh-huh.
So, this is Kingpin, what is going to be released sometime in July or early August. We'll have to see. So, yeah, this is Kingpin.
Speckled in the saltless sea, driving to the eye of the harvest. Bit my lip, overheard she liked me. Shoes kicked off in the motel bed. Mayflies shuddered in the screening. Hollowed cedar bangs into my head. Let's see if there's something on the TV. Called me Liz, I've kept it ever since. Pastels, bombshells, all I let slip. But I wish I missed you and the venison. God, I wish I missed you and the touch of your rough skin. Laid on your lap in the backseat, choking my words into your shirt sleeve. Kiss my cheek, made me feel like a prom queen. Kiss my cheek and my skin stained grenadine. Sleeping on your shoulder in a shotgun. Ice on the maple trees. You say you miss the heat and the warm sun. Miss tracing the freckles on my knees. Called me Liz, I've kept it ever since. Father cigar stamped on your wrist. But I wish I missed you and the venison. God, I wish I missed you and the touch of your rough skin. Home to your mother on the holiday. She'll say you've grown, make a notch in the doorway. Drink with the grotesques in the arcade. Farm for sale, south of town if you wanna stay. Train blows past the house you used to live in. There's a family in the kitchen with two little kids. No more cigarettes littered on the front porch. I'm a candle in the wind and you're a blowtorch. Called me Liz, I've kept it ever since. Paper cranes, northern rains, all I let slip. But I wish I missed you and the venison. God, I wish I missed you and your rough skin. Called me Liz, I've kept it ever since. Palm of my hand still on your fist. But I wish I missed you, the place that I'd been. God, I wish I missed you and the sound of the kingpin.
And there's Kingpin.
Yes. Yes. That is Kingpin.
Yeah, there was a... man, this chair. Sorry. There was a mysterious humming that I had noticed earlier, and then I was like, oh man, my laptop.
Mm.
I tried so hard to eliminate all the buzzes, but it's off now.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. And you sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Of course. And yeah, let's see. So you said that you're releasing that song coming up next month?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
I recorded it back home in Wisconsin on tape on with two mics, two 58s.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it on a reel to reel, a Pioneer 707. And so it's a 7-inch reel, and I'm trying right now to get it off the reel and into a release format, but I'm struggling to find a tape machine in Boston that will fit this reel. So, to the DJ, what's it called? The DJ chat?
Yeah, DJ chat.
If anyone has a reel to reel of any kind, a Pioneer one that fits a 7-inch reel in Boston, type in the DJ chat, because I'm looking for one.
Did you see the one in the other room?
Is there one here?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
When yeah.
We might have a project, Max, if you want to help me out. could get the song in the works.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Cool. Yeah. We'll have to we'll take a look at that. We'll see if it would work.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, I know some people in New York who have tape.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Nice. For sure. But in Boston, that is a tall ask. Also, if anyone listening wants a bunch of 8-tracks, I have a box that I don't want.
All right.
Yeah, no. Love analog, though.
Yes.
That's really cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken me so long to put out music because I just want it to be perfect. But not even in the sense of like a perfect quality recording. I just want it to feel perfect in the moment. So I felt like going back home to record was the place to feel like it was perfect and just what it needed to be. And so I got the recording and I'm really excited because I wrote the song almost 3 years ago. So I feel like it's time for it to go into the world.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. On a random question note.
Okay.
What is your best Halloween costume?
Harry Potter? I was Harry Potter one time.
Nice.
I was Harry Potter.
That's a good one, you know? You need the scar, and you need a scarf, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I had the glasses, I had the wig, mm-hmm. I had the scar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The robe,
mm-hmm.
The wand.
Yep. See, you went above and beyond. I've been a really lazy Harry Potter sometimes. I'll throw in like a cardigan and a scarf and draw a scar on my face and call it a day.
Yeah. That's good, though. Harry Potter is a good costume.
It is. Everyone knows
anyone
it.
Anyone can pull it off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and, yeah, what's the coolest venue you've been to?
Oh. Ooh. That's a hard question.
Hmm. If you need
you
a
know
moment
what?
To think about
you
it.
You know what? Actually, I don't need a moment to think about it. The coolest venue? I don't know if this place counts as a venue, but this radio station is awesome.
Thank you.
It's really cool. I like it. So it's my favorite.
Oh, and I have a Sharpie. You should leave your marks somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
WMFO is the coolest.
You heard it first here, folks. Not first, hopefully, but you heard it here,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you heard it here.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, do you want to, I think you have one more for us?
Yeah, I have one more.
Excellent. I want to take it away?
Yeah. So this, my last song is the most recent song that I wrote, and it's become one of my favorites. So I hope you enjoy. This is Angel Wings.
Fantastic. You did it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Good.
Good.
That was really fun.
Good.
That was great. Yeah.
Well, congrats on your first show on the air. Do you have any words of wisdom to wrap things up?
Words of wisdom. I don't know. I don't think I have words of wisdom yet. Don't think I've lived long enough.
Well, in that case, what I have for all of us is that the nut is good.
Thank you.
The nut is very good.
Thank you. And yeah, just to plug it one more time, as you said, the nut is good. Follow at the nut is good on Instagram for updates on when I'm going to release my first single this summer. Yeah.
Woohoo. All right. Oh, and we do have to read one more PSA this hour. Did one of you guys want to handle that?
I think Sebastian wants to read the PSA.
All right. Well, you're up.
You're up, Sebastian.
Yeah. Feel free to bring the mic up to you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it.
Wow, I think you guys probably caught that thunder. That was a big one. I think I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Love it. Boston doesn't get enough thunderstorms, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just an observation I've had. Anyway, closing things up tonight for us on the rock theme. We're going to have one more song, but you've been listening to Highly Recommended here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My guest has been The Nut. You can find her at The Nut Is Good on Instagram. And I hope that everyone has a really nice night. Here is, let's go for Joan Baez with Rock, Salt, and Nails. Thank you.
empty to sit.